This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
You're listening to The Other Side of the News. I'm your host, Bob Fetrakis. It's our pleasure to have Susan Halpern in the studio, the executive director of the Columbus Film and Video Festival, and that's International Video Festival.
Yes, it is, Bob.
And is it truly international?
Yes,
Susan?
The festival is truly international, the Columbus International Film and Video Festival, the longest running film festival in the United States, now in its 62nd year.
What? Longer than Sundance?
Longer than Sundance, longer than any other film festival in the U.S.
How long is that?
62 years this year.
Practically longer than Butch Cassidy.
There you go.
All right, so it's been around a while.
Yes, and it is international.
It is international.
Especially this year. Okay. This year we have several films from all kinds of places, and an interesting thing happened. We have two films from the Arab world, and one that was shot in Russia, another one shot in Uganda, and a film from South Wales, Australia.
Well, let's go through these. Two films from the Arab world. Where are they from, and are they a product of the Arab Spring?
Well, technically, I'll have to take that back. One film is from the Arab world. Turkey is not considered...
The Islamic world.
The Islamic world. They are not considered Arabs. But yes, we have a film on Wednesday, November 19th, called Love is a Verb, and that's sponsored by the Niagara Foundation, and it's about the Gulen movement, which is a Sufi Muslim mystic movement called Hizmet, or service, about donating one's life to the betterment of the world.
Will there be whirling dervishes?
No, but there will be Turkish music and Turkish food at the reception. So that'll be exciting. And then we...
What's the date on that one again?
That is Wednesday, November 19th at CCAD's Kinzani Center.
And there will be Turkish food?
There will be Turkish food and Turkish music.
The kind of stuff they serve at Cafe Istanbul.
That's who's doing the food.
One of my favorite restaurants, even though I'm Greek and our people have had some tension.
Well, the whole idea of the Gulen movement is to have international understanding across cultures.
Good. I'd like to go there and eat some of that food and see the movie.
It's going to be yummy. And the movie is very interesting. I learned things I had no idea about Turkey, about Sufism, about Gulen. It was a very interesting film, so I highly recommend it. But then we move to the Arab World.
One more time with the date.
November 19th. It's a Wednesday night. The reception is at 6:30. The film is at 8. The reception is $15, but that includes dinner and live music. And the film is $5, and that's at 8. So you can go to just the film if you'd like. And of course, it's all free for our members. If you buy a membership tag from the Columbus International Film and Video Festival, which is just $25, everything we do is free.
I assume they can go online and... Do PayPal?
Go online, and we do Square, but it's essentially the same as PayPal. We think it's better. And
I show up and you can square me at the door?
Absolutely. And you have to show up to our event to pick up your tags. We don't mail them out because the events are too close right now. So buy it online, show up, tell us who you are, we'll look it up and give you your tags, and you get into all of our events free. Now, Saturday night, November 22nd, is our Movies in Mead Night, which is our biggest and most popular event.
Well, yeah, because there's mead with the movies.
And beer, Stella Artois beer.
And really good mead. I assume it's Brothers Drake.
Of course it's Brothers Drake.
Really good beer.
Really good beer.
And really good local, practically homemade mead there.
Really fabulous mead. And really great local food as well. And our Best of Festival winner, which is shot mostly in Libya, which is indeed about the Arab Spring, about the overthrow of Gaddafi.
Which is a North African Arab country.
Yes, indeed.
One that I had the privilege of visiting in 2009.
Oh, wow. When Gaddafi was in power.
Yes, I was in Gaddafi's tent. Did not do much talking, though.
I bet. Well, this is a fascinating film about two Canadians of Libyan descent who decide to go and help overthrow Gaddafi.
Uh-huh.
And that's our Best of Festival winner this year. And the filmmaker, Rachel Beth Anderson, is coming in for it. So she'll be at the party afterwards, and you can talk to her one-on-one about her film.
All right, and I'd like to do that. Actually, when I was there, one of the times is Canada did not allow Gaddafi to set up a tent when he was visiting Canada. He came to the United States to address the United Nations. And as a result of that, he took all Canadian currency off the market. You weren't allowed to
use Canadian currency.
It was worth zero on the exchange.
Wow. Well, that's on November 22nd. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving, Saturday, at 7:30 p.m. at CCAD's Kanzani Center. Now, that's normally $15 or two for $25 to get in. But I'll tell you, it's the cheapest, best date night in town, because for that two for $25, you get a movie, you get dinner, you get mead and beer, and you get live music at a party afterwards. So you're set for the night.
Now, do you get free mead or discounted mead?
Well, I can't say free. But the entry fee is all-inclusive, which means once you're in the door, you can put your wallet away.
Okay.
And everything is available for you.
And you heard that first on The Other Side of the News. So if you really want to impress a date...
Absolutely. $25 is your entire evening. Now, if you want to buy memberships, you can buy two memberships for $40. And get into the entire festival, both of you, free.
Even better deal.
Yes, it's a great deal. And again, this film, First to Fall, our Best of Festival winner, is remarkable. So we are really showing a lot of amazing stuff. Now we go to Russia on Friday, November 21st, with Campaign of Hate, Russia and Gay Propaganda, a film by Michael Lucas about the state of LGBT citizens in Russia today. And it's pretty grim, I have to add.
And, of course, those who follow Mr. Putin and Russia realizes that in order for him to become more popular and to draw closer to the Eastern Orthodox Church, he embraced what could at best be described as homophobia and anti-gay propaganda, and literally attacks upon the gay and lesbian community in Russia.
Absolutely, and that's what this film is about. And it does talk about Putin and it being a power play for him, much like the Nazis picked on Jews during World War II.
And we might add the Nazis also picked on gays.
Yes, we showed it.
The
we have
triangle.
Oh, which brings us to Monday, November 24th, we have an Italian film about the Holocaust, which is the persecution and death of LGBT citizens in Nazi Germany. And it's an experimental feature film called Il Rosa Nudo, which translates to Naked Rose. And that's free at the Drexel at 7 p.m. on Monday, November 24th.
Sounds interesting and historical. Yeah, when you analyze a variety of things and... Harvey Wasserman and I wrote about this, is the first people that Hitler really went after was the mass left party, the Socialist Party, and the labor unions. Once you break the labor unions, then he went on to his real...
How does
real
that saying go? First that they came for the communists?
Right, and that was the Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran cleric, who didn't speak out. And one of the reasons they... he didn't speak out early on is Hitler openly bragged at one of the Nazi parties in the mid-30s that they had bought off the religious movement with money, sort of a faith-based initiative.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
Indeed. Sounds familiar. But so we, like I said, we're all over the world on this one. Now, opening the main festival is an amazing film from South Wales in Australia called Scarlet Road. And that film is about a sex worker, now in Australia that's legal, whose client...
As it is in parts of Nevada.
and parts of Holland.
At night, right? They don't leave the businesses empty at night.
No.
Use those large picture windows for something.
For the girls. But anyway, it's much classier, apparently, in New South Wales. And Rachel Wooten, who is the main protagonist of this documentary, is a sex worker who specializes in an underserved clientele, the disabled. So she works with clients in specific who are quadriplegics, who are paraplegics, who have MS, in other words, who are severely disabled in, or muscular mm-hmm. dystrophy. And it's really a fascinating look on people with disabilities and their sex lives.
Yeah, that was touched on in a video actually on the Netherlands, Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. And from that perspective, what they really showed was the brothels had to be handicap accessible, but this goes obviously beyond that.
Well, Rachel Wooten is an amazing woman, and she started her own non-for-profit in Australia to advocate for sex workers to work with the disabled, and she trains other sex workers to do so. And she's Skyping in after the film from New South Wales, so you can talk to her about what she does for a living and what it's like working with the disabled, which is really, it's really a great film. And that's our opening night, and it's co-sponsored by VSA Ohio, which is the State Organization for Disabilities and the Arts. And that starts with the reception at 6:30, and the film screening is at 7 on November 13th, that's Thursday night.
Should be interesting, because a lot of these ideas in the United States, we haven't quite got there yet. I mean, the only time I recall about sex workers and accessibility was when they closed down a strip joint in Inkster, Michigan, because it wasn't accessible to a stripper in a wheelchair.
Oh my. Well, this is about able-bodied sex workers with disabled clientele, for the most part. But it's fascinating, and that's at the Gateway Film Center on Thursday, November 13th. And it's really a great film, and you'll get a chance to talk to Rachel, which is really a wonderful thing.
So she's Skyping in from New South Wales?
Yes, she is. She's Skyping in from New South Wales, and I'm not even sure where that is in Australia, but it's 18 hours time difference, I believe.
All right. And what else is playing at the festival we should be looking for?
Oh, well, Saturday morning, on November 15th, we have Cartoons for Kids, and that's at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. So, Mom and Dad, if you want to do something fun with the kiddos, you can bring them to that, and it's free for children and students. So, and it's just $5 a piece for grown-ups.
Is that the one in part sponsored by the Puffin?
Yes, the Puffin Foundation West generously donates to us, and we usually rescreen these at First Night Columbus. And they're amazing. And again, these are from all over the world. We do have one of the filmmakers from Taiwan flying in for this, so she will be at the screening. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, those are essentially cartoons.
Non-violent children's cartoons. Yes.
Do you have any cartoons for the adults?
Actually, this year we don't, oddly enough. But any of the films Saturday morning will be fascinating for adults, too. So don't worry about that. Tuesday, November 11th, we have short films at Brothers Drake, so you can actually go to the Meadery and watch short films. And those are lots of fun. We have documentary, experimental, narrative, runs the gamut. And that'll be kind of exciting, and that's free for everyone. You do have to buy your own mead. And of course, to buy mead, you have to be 21. And then on Thursday night, the 20th of November, we have student shorts. And again, also from all over the place, really a great bunch of films. Highly recommended. And then on Tuesday, the 25th, right before Thanksgiving, we have Racing to Zero, which is the COGEF winner, the Central Ohio Green Education Fund winner, called Racing to Zero, which is about recycling, in other words, getting to zero waste, which is an admirable goal for everyone in every city.
Well, I can see the topic matter, why it won an award from COGEF. I'm on the COGEF board.
Very exciting. So that's mostly what we've got. We've got an evening of short LGBT films on the 16th at Studio 35. I mean, it's a real something for everyone kind of festival.
Now, go back to the main night. That's
Movies
Saturday.
Movies and Meads, Saturday, November 22nd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. and that's at 7:30 at CCAD's Kanzani Center.
Will there be the traditional food and...
Oh, yeah, sure. Patty Cake Bakery, Yellow Brick Pizza. We've got food from Explorers Club, all kinds of yummy local food that will, of course, all be out on the buffet for everyone to enjoy and indulge in.
This is WCRS. You're listening to The Other Side of the News on 98.3 and 102.1 FM, your community voice. Okay, and our community bakery, our community mead maker, who else helps sponsor this festival?
Stella Artois, through the Columbus Distributing Company, which is our community beer distributors.
All right.
And who else? Boy, there's lots of people. Let me look at this. Oh, Guggensburg Cheese, which is a local Central Ohio cheese making. It's a family-owned business, and we serve their absolutely delicious cheese there. We also have assistance, of course, from the Greater Columbus Arts Council and the Ohio Arts Council and the Columbus Foundation. And we've already mentioned the Puffin Foundation. Oh, we'll be serving coffee from Cafe Brioso, which is delicious, of course. And we have all, oh, and City Barbecue, for those of you that are carnivores. So there's going to be a lot of really good food there. And City Barbecue is local as well. I don't know if people know that.
Oh, I didn't, because they have more than one location, but
they're a local company. They're spreading out to other states, but they started here. We have a surprising amount of local eateries that have grown to include other states and locations. Columbus seems to be a good, I don't know how to explain, hatchery? Breeding ground?
Incubator.
Thank
market.
You. Yes.
An incubator, really.
For foodstuffs. So we do really well. And of course, the Columbus Free Press is one of our promotional sponsors.
All right, the Columbus Free Press, which of course I am the editor of one of their products, the Columbus Free Press newspaper, as well as the website. So, when you look back on this festival, how did it sustain itself so long? How did it be in existence for 62.
You know, I don't really know. I've only been with it 12 years. But it started with a group of progressive educators that thought about 16 millimeter film and said, you know, this would be a neat way to show
people. Did they
people.
Have some of those little slide things back from the 50s that,
they had
that went ding?
They had some slideshows, but they were mostly concerned with documentaries on this new format, which at the time was 16 millimeter film. We're talking 1952 here.
What were the ones where you went like this, and they went, and they like this thing dinged, and then you moved it?
Oh, those were the slideshows.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, those were the slideshows. And they did show them, I believe, some of them as well, but they showed mostly educational and travel stuff, because you have to remember, in 1952, people didn't jump on a plane and go to Europe. I mean, these places were not within reach of the average American. I know one of the films they showed was, of course, Flaherty's Great Nanook of the North. Which, again,
classic.
Alaska was considered very exotic back in the day.
If you're going to film school, you virtually start with that film.
Sure. So they showed a lot of things like that. And it was just these educators that were really
committed to that. So they're responsible, really, your festival for nudity in Hollywood. Because wasn't Nanook of the North one of the first that showed
nude people? Yes, but it wasn't a Hollywood film. Of course, it was an independent documentary.
Well, couldn't your festival recommend it for Best Documentary, an Academy Award? Or
at one point, the festival was a feed festival for the Academy Awards, and I'm not sure how long that was and when it stopped, but we are not a feed festival at this point. The Academy has changed their regulations, and I don't even believe they use festivals for feature-length documentary nominations anymore. But that's how it started, and I have no idea how they managed to sustain it until I stepped in, but my hat's off to them. It's not an easy thing to do.
And I imagine it would have been easier to sustain if you actually had a film department. Part of the problem,
from
my perspective, again, is that OSU closed what was a very good,
An excellent, internationally renowned film department. And yes, a lot of these people taught there or worked there. And so in that way, there was a little bit of institutional support until, of course, that closed down sometime in the mid-'80s. That was a very sad event. But we have found a home at CCAD, and they are very kind to us, and we love them dearly. And they are boosting their film program in a really large way. So hats
that
off
makes,
to them.
That makes sense. One of our well-known artists, Andy Warhol, who went to art school in Pittsburgh, of course, made experimental films.
Yes. So we are very happy to be at CCAD.
Right.
And we're there from, again, Wednesday the 19th through the 22nd. So we're kind of all over town, but we do land at CCAD for four or five days in a row.
So you're filming like 24 hours straight at the carriage house where your office is.
No.
Been done.
No, I'm all over the place. The other day I was running around picking up t-shirts and handing out flyers, and I'm just a crazy
and
person right
one
now.
One of your interns was filming you in this frenzy that keeps the festival. No,
I don't like to be in front of the camera much. I'm a behind-the-scenes person. But we have really amazing films. And these are films, as we like to say, you won't see anywhere else. So please, come out and see them. People always ask me after the festival, I heard you had this great film, where can I see it? And I have to go, I'm sorry, you can't.
Well, some of these have distribution deals, so if you don't see them at the festival, you might not see them for a while.
Now, some you might be able to catch eventually on Netflix or online somewhere, but some of them, no, and especially the shorts. You may never catch those anywhere. So really, you have to come to the festival to see them.
So when we're thinking about this festival, how many of these films have people being Skyped in? Directors or showing up in person?
Well, we're having Rachel Skype in from New South Wales for the opening night on the 13th. And then we are having, there will be filmmakers at Studio 35 on November 16th for an evening of LGBT short films. We have at least two filmmakers coming to that. And then we have a filmmaker coming to Brothers Drake Meadery, actually someone who was a Columbus filmmaker but now lives in Pittsburgh. And we will have filmmakers on Friday night, the 21st, for Campaign of Hate, Russia, and Gay Propaganda. And we'll have a filmmaker at Movies and Mead, Rachel Beth Anderson. And that's quite a lot of filmmakers there.
Are you going to have any round table or anything like that?
Nothing that's open to the public. We have a round table only for filmmakers on Saturday, the 22nd. But
how does one get into that?
You have to be a filmmaker.
Okay.
But if you come to Movies and Mead, all of those filmmakers will be at the party. So you can talk to them one-on-one at the party, and they'll be wearing their badges. They'll have you know, film festival filmmaker badges on, so you can spot them and harangue them. Oh, no, I'm only kidding. You have to be very nice to them. They're our guests.
All right. So seems like tremendous opportunities with this festival.
Loads of fun and lots of parties this year and lots of food. We're just going to have a really great time.
All right, and what are some of the obscure films that are going to
be shorts.
Quite exciting, but someone might miss it unless you were pitching it here?
Oh, well, our night of LGBT short films have some really great films, including a local film called Furious St. Jack and Otter Alone, and the filmmaker will be present. And then we have Shorts of Brothers Drake on the 18th, and we've got some amazing films. We have... And I'm going to mangle this German, this amazing experimental short called Die Tapferin Hunde im Chaos der Zeit.
Der Zeit?
Der Zeit, which I believe
Fusses,
is Hands in the Chaos of Time.
Time, exactly.
And that's, you'll never see that anywhere else.
Zeitgeist, the spirit of the ages, or the ghost of time.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of really sort of interesting stuff. And the screening at the Drexel on the 21st, Il Rosanudo, Naked Rose. You won't catch that anywhere. I mean, that we have the only screening in Ohio.
And that has, of course, that's a documentary?
No, it's an experimental feature about the Holocaust. So that's about the World War II incarceration of LGBT people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done sort of as an experimental dance piece. It's really intermixed with documentary narration. It's really beautiful.
And the dance troupe involved? Do we?
It's the artist himself, I believe.
Huh.
I'm not really sure, but it's. I mean, there are other people in it too. I don't know if they're really professional dancers, but it's a fascinating film, and I really suggest. If you go to our website, I should plug the website, www.columbusfilmcouncil.org. We have clips. Mm-hmm. We have trailers for all the films. If you go to the events, you can watch trailers.
Yeah, I was at the Free Press Film Festival event, and a very professional trailer came
Thank
out.
Thank you.
And I was thinking this made the film festival look incredibly exciting. I mean, there were some really nice, interesting clips.
Well, great. Thank you. Yeah, we put that together this year, and I'm very happy that we did that. And if you come to any of our screenings, you'll see the trailer before the main feature, and you can get an idea of what's coming.
Now, how's your animation doing this year? Are you screening anything other than the Saturday morning that's animation?
Let me look, but I don't think so. I think mostly all the animation is grouped in Saturday morning. Pretty much. Yeah, that's really where it all is this year. And although we say it's for children, there's a couple of pieces that are rather fascinating and would be wonderful for adults to watch as well.
Any of that in historically the history of animation from Rocky and Bullwinkle to others where it's for kids, but there's the message in there for the adult?
Yeah, I think all of them sort of are like that, but okay. Not quite as racy as Rocky and Bullwinkle, I think.
A classic of the Cold War.
Natasha Spy was one of my favorites.
Where can people go again to get the information on the festival?
ColumbusFilmCouncil.org. Everything is there.
And the big night, the one they're going to want to pay the membership for.
November
their date.
22nd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's an amazing party. Don't miss it. We'll have filmmakers from all over the world there. We'll have mead, beer, food, an amazing documentary. It's really going to be a fabulous evening. Oh, and live music as well.
And getting back to CCAD, their department there on film, are they a key sponsor to you? Is it?
They are.
What type of film program is it there?
Oh, well, you know, not being an employee of CCAD, I don't know how much I can speak to it, but I know they got a huge grant to redo their theater and soundstage. And they're really talking about becoming a major force for film, compositing, animation in Central Ohio. It's something they really want to do, and we're happy, so happy to be there and to assist them in any way that we can.
And how does somebody get involved in your organization? You can pay for a membership. What else can you do?
Come to the events. Pay for a membership. You can volunteer for us. You can become a juror if you're qualified. Mm-hmm. All of these things are possible, and the way to do that is please, after this festival season, I mean, come to this festival, but then if you want to volunteer or be a juror for next year, in December, email us or through the website at ColumbusFilmCouncil.org.
What about these experimental films? Do you still have that, the experimental ones for students, that category at all?
Well, we have experimental films, not necessarily for students, but and we are showing experimental shorts at Brothers Drake, and some of the LGBT shorts could be considered experimental as well.
Any of them that you've seen that struck you as fairly bizarre?
I think the one with the German title that we're screening at Brothers Drake on Tuesday the 18th, Die Tapferen Hunde in Chaos der Zeit.
Okay, and what's going on there?
That's a good question.
Was ist los?
There's
bitte.
Something to do with sewing and fashion and deconstruction and destruction.
Uh-huh.
It's fascinating, actually.
And a little Deutsche narrative there.
Yeah.
Commentary on the world.
It's a very interesting film.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And again, this is the 62nd year. 1 minute, what's the last thing you want to tell the listeners?
ColumbusFilmCouncil.org.
That's the place to be in November. Stuff happening all over town, happening with mead. Happening with
Stella Artois.
And the big night. I'll be there, and I look forward to it. And again, amazing films that have been brought in, truly, from around the world, an international film festival. So thanks a lot for being on the other side of the news.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Susan Helpert. the executive director of the Columbus International Film and Video Festival.